This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm on the plane with Roz, Pike.
Yes.
You know Roz?
Rosamund?
Pike.
Pike. Pike. Yeah.
And
Jack Reacher. The age-appropriate love interest for Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher.
Yes. And Sean, my best friend.
Who's that? Are you here?
And we're on the plane to New York, and I'm looking out at these fields. Mm. And it looks like there's like corn and beans.
Mm-hmm. And we're on that, and we're, because we're on
the plane. Yes.
Like the plane.
The plane.
Yes.
And it goes from L.A. and it goes to New York.
It goes from L.A. to New York. It goes back to L.A. It goes back to New York.
And I'm looking at these beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I yell up to the pilot.
Well, do you remember what you said to me? You went, you said.
Yes.
He goes, are those beans?
Well, I know who to ask.
Yeah.
If that's beans.
Yeah.
And I scream up to the cockpit. I say, Duncan! His name is Duncan Donuts. And I asked him, I was like, oh, like the place? And he had heard of Duncan. He like knew Duncan Donuts.
He knew the place.
The place, but had never made the connection before.
He went, oh, I guess that is like my name.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I've got no apostrophe.
Right, but you can tell.
It's like, but you're still spelling it D-U-N-K-I-N.
Yes, yes.
So isn't that...
But the way he said, I've got no apostrophe, was because he was processing it for the first time. And he's like, well, I've got no apostrophe. Like, it was just going through it.
Yeah, and sort of going like, well,
it was
sort
cool.
Of a, it's sort of a stretch.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think so, Duncan.
It was cool. But that was earlier. Now I'm saying, Duncan... can you put it down? Can you put this plane down?
Bring us down on these beans.
And he said, well, no, this, we go to New York. This is the plane.
Yeah.
The plane goes to New York.
Yeah, he said, if you want to go there, you need to get like a bus.
Yeah. And I was like, no, like you can, like, let's try it. Let's just try it.
You can do the plane on the beans.
Yes. So he starts to do the down part, and Roz is like, I have a fair, you know, business to, like a Gone Girl musical or something.
Yeah.
And so she deploys like a blaster and rides the blaster to New York. We start going down, and I see there is people who live in the beans. Once we get closer,
oh,
you can see that some of the bigger beans were hair.
Mm.
And I can see that the people down there do not know what a plane is, have never seen it before.
Well, yes, and the famous story, of course, of the ships, Columbus and the ships, and the
yes.
Natives looking out and their eyes couldn't see the ships because it was so foreign. And that is what we were experiencing, seeing yes. in the eyes of these beings, which now are revealed to be people.
Yeah.
That they are sort of like not able to even fully fathom what is coming at them.
Some people can see it and hold their hands up like they are trying to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
The others, we get all the way down, and some people can't see it, and they bonk into it.
Yeah. Drilled their noggin.
Yeah.
Kabong.
And tried to make it
freak look, their bean and in tried a bad to make way. It,
instead of the bean freaking that they were doing as their job mm-hmm. right before that.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to act like they bonked into
the
on purpose.
And the bean freaking this maniac was doing in the hotel last night. Okay,
thank you.
We're sharing a room. Nah, but he's a madman. He's insatiable.
Nah.
I'm, you know what I mean? I'm gonna, when I'm gonna ask the ocean to stop flowing, it's like, yeah. Some stuff, it's just, it's a loss, man. You just wash your hands of it. You go, look, I'm gonna ask the sun not to come up tomorrow. It's like, the guy's gonna freak beans. No, I love him, though. He's a maniac. He's out of control.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
So.
I noticed.
And so we come out of the plane, and we're in Chicago City?
Well, or something.
Yeah.
Chicago City.
Yeah.
Is that where we are?
Hi. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. The Chicago one.
The Chicago City edition.
Yes. This is exciting for us to be here, and it's an onion thing. And...
Or something.
Yeah. But I think for us, I'm looking at the lineup, and I think they wanted us just to add a little diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone quite so white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
give us a call.
Yeah, let's get these guys.
Yeah.
You know, Hayes... It's funny for me to be here because I did read a little bit about Chicago City before I came.
Oh, you're going to do this?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
And I heard this rumor. And maybe people could tell me if it's true. But I heard that Chicago City, that y'all can get a little funky down here. Is that true?
He's playing. He's just like playing around. And he's kidding. But I mean, I don't know if you do want to give him a yes, yes.
Now I heard that in this other article I read that these Chicago City folks can get a little nasty. Is that true?
And he's just like, this is just like, we're just walking around and he is like talking about doing stuff like this today. And I don't know if he's actually going to do it.
Oh, but, we're doing it.
Yeah. Because we just like make observations about the city as we're like doing our thing.
Well, I guess I did notice some stuff like Chicago City. The sidewalks are a little weird here.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
We see you guys walking around doing one of those. And possibly, if you know what we mean, you might want to give them a yes, yes.
You see... Chicago City's kind of crazy. Some of these restaurants are strange, huh? Great big menu for a little tiny egg.
Is that like the Chicago eggs that you guys do? These little eggs? When the huge menu.
I don't know. It doesn't add up. But Hayes, did you notice this about Chicago City that everybody's got these blue pants on? You know the ones.
See, and honestly, they got me doing it.
Uh-oh. When in Chicago City.
Yeah.
No, but it's pretty crazy. I tell you, this city's a little unusual to me, Hayes.
Yeah, tell me what you mean.
Well, some of these buildings I see in Chicago City got these clocks on them.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Building, what time is it? I don't think so.
Or it's a watch.
Oh, no.
Try to a whole building on this, on your arm.
He can't read that.
And he is just kidding. Like, it's just like funny stuff we see we're going around.
Well, you know, it's sort of my job to notice things. And it's not really a normal city, is it, Chicago City?
And you guys say, like, what normal is it?
Because it's different. Yeah, I'm glad to see they didn't lie to me about your nasty, funky-ass Chicago City. And some of these tall chairs. I'll sit back down.
And so now you guys see, you can feel how warmed up you are,
mm-hmm.
how you feel like we have a kinship with
we
you.
We know you. We're teasing you, but you could tell we like you guys.
Right. And we're saying all these things about the city. We didn't go outside. We don't know any of this.
Minute.
No. We were in the bathtub at the hotel because we're scared to do this show. It's as scary for us as it is for you.
Scarier.
Yeah.
And we did land and went directly to the tub.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to sort of soak the fear out.
But now there's this thing where we sort of own you all. We possess you.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And you can laugh at yourselves.
Yeah,
and that's my kind of
crowd. I love that about you. I love that. Do we want to bring out our special guest?
Yeah.
Get excited.
It's gonna be good.
Raise the expectations. We talked about who to have on the show, mm-hmm. and we went through some different people who were famous. And eventually we decided to bring someone out who is a very good friend of the show.
A little more part of the family of the show.
A little part of the family. And he's not exactly a human being. And he does have fur on his face and his body.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a big bushy tail.
Uh-huh.
And he likes to say woof woof.
Uh-huh.
And he eats dog food.
Yeah, and he's friends with dogs.
All his friends are dogs, except
and
for
they
us.
They know him, yeah. And he's made out of dog.
Yep. Should we just bring him out?
Let's bring him out.
Bosch, can you come out here,
get
please?
Get out of here, boy.
Bosch the dog is here. If you
hey, get, this is Bosch.
Get your mic. Get your mic.
Get your mic.
Do it fast, but still be a dog.
Hurry up.
Is there a chair?
This is all going to be dead air.
A chair, not a stool. You can't sit like a dog in that.
Hey, guys. Chef Bosch here.
Hey, Bosch.
Hi, Bosch.
Thanks for coming on the show. Stop.
Don't. So, I think some of our guests, our friends here, were probably wondering what it's like to have such a nice dad.
Yeah. Maybe you could get into a little bit some of the nice things that your dad has done and what he's like and how he's nice.
Okay, he takes me on long walks and gives me good treats and brings me to the podcast and rubs my belly.
just, it's the tone is weird.
It's just like,
okay, he
doesn't believe it.
Hey, my dad's nice. He does it.
And it's all, it's like, all with a question. It's cool. All with a question. Yeah, you know how Bosch is like fucking cool?
Be like, that he's nice, but like, be like whatever about it.
Yeah, he takes me on walks or whatever.
Same.
Don't do the same shit.
I go on walks.
Not with like a childlike wonder, please.
Yeah,
cool. That's not cool.
With a childlike wonder?
Not with that.
I go on walks.
Yes.
He's seen some shit, man.
That's cool. Okay. We have to figure out how this is going to work, Kevin. Yeah. Look at me, please. Thank you. So obviously you know why you have to be a dog.
Yes.
Do you want to say why instead of just saying yes?
I tried to book a guest for this show and I couldn't find anyone.
How many people would you say got asked to be a guest on this show?
Just by me?
Well, start with you.
Yes, we'll start with you.
Okay, I asked 5 people.
Okay.
Okay, and was it your job to find a guest?
Yes.
And was that enough people to ask?
No.
And some of them are kind of pairs, so yeah. That might be closer to 4.5.
Yeah, you're right.
Will you get a chair? Get something. This is... I can't keep doing this, but sit like a dog. Yeah.
But don't get hurt. Okay. Fine.
Okay. So you didn't try very hard and you failed.
Mm-hmm.
So now obviously you have to be a dog so we have a good guest for the show. Can you walk us through a little bit of your process?
Okay. I asked you guys last week and I started with a joke. Neither of you responded.
Well, let's see if the audience thinks it's a joke.
Well, it was a request, I guess. I sent you guys a tweet from Threedom. They said, we won't make any more episodes unless you like us first and Hollywood Handbook second. And then I said, in case you guys want to knock this one out of the park.
Yeah, and, now what did you mean?
Like if you
that tweet was in response to a tweet which I could not see in the text.
Yeah.
Which was like, hey, make more Threedom. It's my favorite thing after Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, and I thought maybe you guys were going to tweet like, yeah, nice try. They'll never...
We're going to go... It's worth our time to go in and engage with the Threedom Twitter account.
It's not probably you. Scott or Paul.
No, it's not.
Can't you see him being like, oh, I'll really get something going here.
Hey, you got to... Yeah, yes. You're orchestrating the whole thing. And I got to say, we're starting from a position of winning. Like someone has said... I like Hollywood Handbook better than Threedom, which never happens. Like, that's where... And we're going to now jump in.
And then we're going to have Paul... Because you know Paul is going to be in there 1 second after we are. And then he's going to sick his, like, 1.2 million followers on us. What's your plan?
I mean, what was your example? Your example was you could have gotten in and gone, yeah, right, nice try. I'm tweeting that?
So anyway, great start to you getting a guest for our show.
So I asked...
I can totally not see how we ended up in the position we're in right now. With how you started, I can't imagine that we ended up with you being a dog
and
on the
please,
show.
And please never forget that his description of that text was, I started with a joke.
Yes.
Neither of you responded. Which is a fair thing to say about 80% of the texts we get from Kevin.
I against my better judgment, I really thought it was going to be a joke, and I will never make that mistake again.
So I asked if you guys wanted John Hodgman, because he was doing his show.
Pretty good guest.
Yes, we do. The answer is yes, we do.
Yep,
don't waste time.
Absolutely, we said.
So then I said, Hodgman is not in Chicago on Thursday. I'll think of some more people.
What was the response?
No response.
No, not from us. I know we didn't respond.
Oh.
You weren't asking anything.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? Thank you? You did nothing. You hurt us. You hurt the show. What was Hodgman's response?
Someone responded to the booker, John Hodgman is in New Hampshire on Thursday doing an event for his book.
Okay, his book is set in Maine.
I seriously wonder if I had responded and encouraged you, if I would have, like, started this chain where you just started texting me other people who aren't in Chicago. Because any kind of attention at all would have, like, just been such a high for you.
Also, that book came out, like, 3 years ago. But it is the beginning of summer, and it is a summer vacation book, so I can see him wanting to cash in on that.
So then I asked, should I ask Mantzoukas or Scheer?
Yeah!
Hey, great!
And then Sean said, should I say what you said too?
What did I say? Hang on. Sorry, I'm trying to see. Is this in the same spot? Am I looking at the right thing?
Yeah, where you said that.
The Magic Tavern thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
I said our Magic Tavern friend is out to TJ Jagodowski for us.
Why did you think that was too sensitive to say out loud?
I guess I appreciate it. I mean, it seems like it's fucking up the timeline a little bit of what we were trying to do here.
That's why I asked.
Okay.
So now you've done that. You fucked it up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
So I guess skip it.
Okay. So then Sean suggested people, and then I sent them a screenshot from an advertiser who wasn't happy.
That's true, and I gotta say, we really appreciated the tone of that.
Yeah, they were very nice about saying, please stop doing the ads like that.
Yeah. First time that's happened, that we read the email, we were like, wow, this is such a nice email asking us to not do the only thing that we do.
Yeah.
You guys didn't respond to that.
We're together.
And then I said, just so you know, you have an hour and 10 minutes each. And Mantzoukas, his assistant, responded, let me find it. She said, hey, Kevin, sadly, Jason won't be in Chicago until Friday, so he won't be able to make it. Thanks for asking.
And then you had a follow-up to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the
I just
want
to say, you
like
don't try to parlay these emails with assistants into, like, some side thing for you, do you? Because that should be the end.
Yeah. No, I said, thank you. And then I saw that...
I could see him typing out and deleting a wink emoji.
Not yet. In due time.
And then I asked you guys if you wanted Danielle and Casey because they're doing bit sesh.
Yeah, monster show.
Oh, yeah, you asked us that? Actually, we asked you for that.
No, I think...
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
I asked first, and then you guys said, could we get Danielle and Casey? And I just let you think you guys came up with the idea. Because I said... I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Now I'm in a position where the only guest we have for the show is dead. Very sad for me.
Well,
our guest died. You're dead.
Yeah. Walked right out on stage, hung himself in front of me.
Oh, wait,
gave
no.
Gave him just the teeniest bit of rope. Don't know how he pulled it off.
I've never seen Kevin laugh exactly like this. No one at home listening will be able to see the face, but it's like this.
It's as if he has, like, severe stomach cramps.
Wait, you're right. You asked Casey and Danielle. I'm wrong. However...
Good. You're alive.
I'm alive. We can maybe edit this part out, too. They've been unavailable so many times that I didn't even offer them.
What do you want to edit this out of? Who are you scared of finding out other than the people you just told?
What did I want?
You lied!
I forgot. Because as muscle memory, I'm so used to offering them, and they're always unavailable. So when it
but
came...
But they're here, right?
He doesn't know!
No, they are. They're not here today. So I did ask. After you suggested.
Whoa.
I normally would have asked, but because they're normally unavailable, I didn't.
Am I in a dream?
I don't know exactly what the details of this are, but I think he's running game on us. I haven't, like, read the books, but what I've heard about it,
yeah.
This is what it is.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely doubting myself.
Yeah.
And I need to find someone to give me some kind of foundation. Chef Kevin? Okay, so we're through about five people being asked, right?
Well, and then I saw Paul Scheer was recording in L.A. today, so he was the fifth who was unavailable.
Didn't ask, sounds like.
Because he's in L.A., yeah.
Okay, but the implication was that you asked.
Well, and that you had suggested these people as, like, do you want me to ask them? But they were recording shit at Earwolf, where you work, in L.A.
Well, it was after the fact.
What time was his record?
3:00 today.
Okay, that would be tight.
We're going to be cutting it really
flies
close.
Flies out of Burbank?
Out of Burbank?
Maybe. We'll never know.
Well, how long was the record?
An hour.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
And well, then plus ads, they have to do...
He's got a lot of ads.
90 ads.
Yeah.
For whatever episode they were doing that week.
Mm-hmm. Well...
And that's it? Oh, yeah. That's five.
That's it. That's all you... Yeah.
Which ended up being three, because you definitely didn't ask the bitch sesh. Ladies.
Well, really two, because you didn't ask Paul Scheer either.
So earlier you said you asked five people, and that was 60% a lie.
She has two people. And this is what we're dealing with. So then
I can't believe I let you be Bosch even for a second.
I have to apologize to my dog now. Disgusting. Well, so then I did go hunting around for a guest myself.
Yeah.
And I went to our Magic Tavern friend.
Arnie Niekamp. I guess he's like a Chicago guy or something. So, woo.
Nice. We like him.
He is a guy who is our friend, who we met one time, and you heard all of it.
Uh-huh. You've heard my whole relationship with him. So at this point, I, having zero faith in Kevin, slid into his DMs.
And basically said, you know, person who did us a favor once by being on our show, here's the rest of your day.
Can you take on the job of an assistant and start aggressively calling in favors for our show? This is something I did. And you know why? Because he seemed so nice.
Yeah.
I thought, I think he'll do it.
We asked if there was anyone good that he might recommend.
So just somebody funny in Chicago that we wouldn't know necessarily that you can connect us to, but really, like, go out and find someone to be a guest in our show.
And he mentioned, like, five people, and instead of saying, like, no, 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 or, like, maybe only ask this one person, we were like, great.
Please. Well, none of them wanted to do the show.
He reached out, let's go down the list. He reached out to TJ Jagodowski.
Mm-hmm. Very funny man, very busy man, I understand.
Yeah. And he's freaking sipping diamonds out of a big Sonic cup. He's busy. He has to. That's in there. It's melted diamonds. When you watch the commercial, that's the only thing he can drink now.
Mm-hmm. Reached out to Peter Sagal from.
Peter Sagal from. Wait, wait.
I don't know what we would have done, but
that would have been cool.
He's a busy guy, Peter.
Yeah.
No can do. Went out to Max Temkin.
Max Temkin.
The creator of Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Now...
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Partly from being excited to have him, partly from being scared, because he made these cards that are, like, the most, basically the most dangerous things in the world.
And what came back from him was not that he was busy... was that he would not do the show, and that he would like a comp.
Yeah, so we're thinking, I just want to take a picture of Kevin completely checking out in the middle of the show.
There's a photo from our live show, the typewriter one, where I'm talking, and Natalie and Sean are paying attention, and you're literally texting.
I don't want to hear this. I'm doing a show right now.
What am I going to air out on stage in Chicago?
Jesus.
A photo from a live show 2 months ago. That's a good way to use my time on mic.
So, we see that the Cards Against Humanity guy does want a comp, and we think, oh, well, we can get more out of Arnie now. We can maybe still convert this into something, even though the guy said no.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask Arnie, can you please go back to the Cards Against Humanity guy.
Say, we have a funny idea for him. We were excited to have him come in. He literally won't have to, like, do anything, try to be funny. He can just sit on stage and say no while we pitch him new funny card games.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, what a good idea for an episode. And imagine it with Max Temkin.
And when we have an idea like that, we really don't want to let it go because another one is not coming. Yeah. Look at what we're doing right now.
Yes. Dog with a bone.
And so Arnie goes back to... The next message we get from Arnie is Max has gone dark. So that's one relationship that Arnie no longer has.
Yep. We were like...
Rich guy probably could have really done some good stuff for Arnie.
He may work with him. And we were like, hey, your friend, go press on him. The thing he's told you he's uncomfortable with, insist. Again, we've only met Arnie once. But man, did we like the idea.
And we were like, we don't want... You just did the show, so we don't want to inconvenience you, Arnie, by asking you to do the show again. We'll ask you to do this thing that is much worse and less fun.
Uh-huh.
So here we are.
We're not here much. But yeah, here we are.
And so some of the stuff we were thinking...
Well, here's what we kind of think.
Yeah. All this failure gave us some ideas.
And I don't know necessarily if Max did get the cop and come. And if he's here, thank you for coming. We love our fans. But
he is here!
Ha, ha, ha!
Don't shake your head. I know he is.
Oh
Max. Do you want... Okay. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You just come up on stage and be... Okay, I know. And just be... He's a good-looking guy. Better than I thought.
Yeah,
he's like
nice.
Like a game designer.
That's nice what we got going on over here.
I'm expecting something to like ooze up here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Max comes up and you sit... In total silence. That's okay?
Yep. Hey! Woo!
Hey guys, it's Hayes just jumping in here real quick. So that is not him. We were informed after the show that whoever got up on stage was not the Cards Against Humanity guy. He did raise his hand when we asked if... The Cards Against Humanity guy was there, but it is not the guy. A little later on, he does offer some clues that it's not him, but at that point, I think we were very excited and did not want to hear them. So, enjoy. And I, the star of the show, I'm getting a chair.
And now,
okay,
sorry.
And now, if you ever do want to talk, which again, you do not have to, that's part of the deal. And I don't care if you really are Max. You did a little like hand raise. I'm saying I don't care.
But
as long as people think you are. Okay.
What do you think it means when I'm doing this? I need a little bit of focus for a second.
You forgive me. I have some
unfinished business, but this is about Max.
Okay, you're right.
Max spoke to me off mic when he got on stage. As Hayes was getting the chair. And he pointed out some unfinished business that's bugging him. And maybe it's bugging some other people in the audience. So I'm going to clear it up right now. What up, what up?
Wow. Wow. See, imagine if you hadn't shown up. How did you get a comp? Did Arnie just give you a comp? He's not allowed to do that.
Arnie asked Max. Max, I guess, went dark, and he reached out to his other friends and didn't even tell Arnie that he was going for the comp, but I got it.
Wait.
Okay, so this
Max,
is why...
Okay. But Max
hello?
Would say, I did that. Max would not... You said that Max did that. But you are Max.
Yeah. I got the comp.
Okay, good. Again, I don't care if you are Max, but for the fiction of the show, you have to, when you're talking about Max, you have to say, I. Or like, I am Max and I did this. Yes. Can you give him your mic, Kevin? You're just sitting there. He is talking. Fucking God, this is magic happening right now. And there's just a loose mic hanging limply.
Kevin, what if the next big game was going to be created right here on this stage tonight, and you blew it?
And people can only hear the sound of that happening, bouncing off the stage into your... It was a flaccid dick mic. That's what you were doing.
Now, I don't love that stuff, but...
Well, it's because Max is here. It's Cards Against Humanity stuff.
And, I got to say, this guy's a maniac. What am I going to I can ask the Earth to stop turning on its axis. I mean, the guy's bringing...
So let me tell you a little something about legend status. Max was an advertiser on our show. Did you even know that?
Yes, I asked you not to play an ad.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should enjoy have other show. People do that kind of thing.
That's my idea.
You have to draw the cards or whatever. Yeah. This guy's paying all this money, and he's like, I'm all the way here, and I'm writing stuff down on paper even, but what I'm writing is, don't even do the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Read this part.
And do you remember what we did?
You freaked out a little.
Yeah.
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 After a while, it was getting...
We got pretty scared.
Yeah. At first, it was cool, but then...
Then I started to get pretty freaking scared.
Yeah.
The first one we managed to roll with because we talked about it a while beforehand, just like what we were gonna do.
Oh yeah,
with this ad that's supposed to be an ad, but it's like not even an ad,
which is chill as hell.
Yes. But then you refused to stop. You kept doing it. You kept doing it. We were forced to use the ad space to advertise our own products. I believe one of them was the Star Shower.
Yes. Which was an attachment for your hose that makes the water look like a star.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because we had this free space, and I'm just going to do nothing with it. I'm hanging onto this thing, and it's gold. I'm not just going to... That's a Rod Blagojevich joke for you. And so, we had some ideas for games...
Yeah, and I can't stress enough that just because we did not necessarily know or think Max would be here does not mean that we now will have to make up games on the spot because we prepared nothing.
Yes.
It might feel that way, and that's just credit to our extemporaneous delivery.
Yeah.
But I will be saying all games that are very well thought out.
Yeah.
That would work. So my first game idea is called Who Said That? So me and Hayes would each have like a cup. And we'd be talking into the cup so you can't really see our mouths.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. He's laughing. He wasn't really doing it in the mic, but he was loving it.
Loving this.
And maybe you have like
a
big cup over your head or something.
Yeah.
Double.
And then you have to guess who said that. And you got two cards, which is kind of your thing. And one says Sean and one says Hayes.
Yeah. But you can't see the cards.
No. But you point
because then
at,
you could see me and Sean.
Which would probably give away who's talking.
It's yeah.
True.
And what we say too is like so crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like about wanting to like I don't even want to say this, but like kiss Bin Laden.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's what one of them could be. Not that one. But like something that is like fucked.
Something that's completely fucked.
Yes.
Something that if I played at Thanksgiving with my family would just be fucked.
Yes. Yeah, except they would also be loving it.
There's actually there's actually only one person that would play this game at Thanksgiving with their family, and it's the mayor of Zero Fucksville.
So, to summarize, the game is called Who Said That?
Who Said That?
It's me and Sean. We are holding cups over our mouths.
And the cups can be made of cards.
The cups could be made of cards and you kind of bend them up. You bend one card up and you put another card under that. And it is a cup at that point. And you are also wearing a bucket over your head that I guess could also be cards.
Cards, yeah.
Yeah. If you have, like, extra cards, it could be the bucket.
Yeah.
This is your stuff. The, like, what's the bucket made of is, like, this is where you'll run
That's
with that.
We're not.
Yes.
We don't know.
And we're saying stuff that is the most fucked shit. And your job, and there are two cards that say Sean and Hayes, and your job is to figure out who said that.
And so that's a game.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, good.
Wow,
okay,
cool.
Great. Wow. You almost wonder if we even pitch another game.
Yeah.
Quit while you're ahead.
Do we quit now? Am I too busy to be in every one of these games I'm also worrying about?
We might want to have a game that maybe people could play even without us.
As I'm thinking about my schedule, every time someone plays this game, I am there. And
that's
Max
gonna
is there
be
too,
insane.
I guess. Max is what? Like, so if Max is wearing the bucket and he's guessing every time, whether it's me or you, what is the person who bought the game? I guess they're watching. It sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, because they can be like, somebody's got to be there to go, hey, that's you're wrong.
Yeah.
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 And also, somebody has to be able to tell us when to draw the line in terms of some of the fucked up shit we're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, we will be talking about, like, my favorite movie's The Trump Piss Tape.
Okay.
Best movie of all time.
Not that, but, like...
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I can pitch another game.
Yes, please.
This one is called Kevin's Parade. The game is, Kevin has made his X-Men card so they stand up. He has cut, it's not easy, but he's taken plastic bottle caps and cut a line through the middle of the bottle cap so he can stand up the X-Men card in the bottle cap. And he is making them march. along his driveway. And they are singing a song called Kevin's Birthday. So, to review. The game is called Kevin's Parade. Kevin has stood up his X-Men cards. They are marching his driveway singing a song called Kevin's Birthday. And you may notice that it does involve cards.
I do.
Now, I'm curious.
Do we want to let Max weigh in first before you... I know yours went well and you couldn't stand me having one like fraction of the success that you've had. But if we just want to see where it goes.
Sorry.
I think we could do a lot of expansion packs.
Thank you, yes. I was going to get to those.
Yeah, that's good business.
Here, I mean, so, and the obvious question that I'm thinking as I'm asking this is, where are me and Sean?
Yeah.
Well,
who's going to buy this game? It's Kevin. It's just like on his driveway. Just Kevin.
And I don't know the song Kevin's Parade.
No, Kevin's Birthday.
I don't know Kevin's Birthday. I don't know that song.
The game is called Kevin's Parade.
Okay, but...
Well, we're not singing the song, but there must be something that we can do.
But I don't know the song.
Right.
Like, what's going to make me buy it?
Here's
is
what
maybe
we...
if it's that song that's like... It's more of a famous song, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not the song... What's the song that is like the Dark Parade or something? Where he's in the ringmaster uniform. It's like My Morning Jacket, maybe, or someone.
Okay. I guess that would move a shit ton of games.
The Black Parade.
Okay.
It could be that. Or I can think of another song I like.
I wonder if our job is to be behind Kevin, leaving out some snacks for him.
Ah.
So he's going to be out there for a while. We don't want to interrupt him, but we just are like putting out some snacks for when he is ready.
For when he takes a break.
Yes.
That could be sick as hell.
Kevin told us, by the way, I should say that he was doing the merch table before the show. Can I ask if there, if anyone bought merch, if there, did anyone use cash? Okay, we're not supposed to be doing cash.
He's not allowed to have, we can't do cash with Kevin.
The thing he does, like, so people are like, oh, he steals the cash?
No.
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 He will add his own cash.
To make it seem like he did a good job.
Yes.
So we have to just take that option off the table. Because Kevin's mom has started calling us and being like, I'm sending him all this money every month. And we don't know where it goes. And obviously, it's, you know, it's getting added into the cash pile for the merch table.
It's very
really
clear
sad.
That it's his mom's money. It smells like his mom.
So, as far as game ideas, I'm just trying to think of other things about cards. Like, so when you get asked for an ID...
Okay.
You're getting carded.
Okay. That's definitely cards.
Continue.
The cards element is already in play.
So what if
now
it's
we
like,
can just have fun.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So let's open this world up a little
yes.
bit. So like, I guess I'm like a bouncer or something.
Okay.
And Hayes is like a DJ inside. And he's like spinning at the club. He's like yeah. the hot DJ from the movie Ibiza that Gillian Jacobs wants to get with.
A lot of recognition for that. I'll pass that along.
So he's kind of in there and like you want to get to him. But first, you got to show your cards.
Yeah.
And...
Who is the person giving the cards? Kevin, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin. And then Max is like, well, you know what? Kevin should be cooking.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, are we not going to do food there?
Kevin should have done a little... It would have been nice if you did some cooking for Who Said That as well, Kevin. And I noticed you were just sitting there the entire time we were talking about Who Said That and not offering to do any cooking. And you should be cooking right now.
And I think that Max could then maybe be giving me cards.
Okay.
And maybe they're like, it's like a Pete Sampras card, like a collectible card for like a 90s tennis player.
Wow.
But there's a word bubble drawn in, and the shit we got Pete Sampras saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I see the gears turning already. This guy's gonna freaking bury me. No, I mean, it could be pretty fucked up. And it doesn't just have to be Pete. Jennifer Capriati.
Yeah.
Yvonne Lendl.
Chang.
Michael Chang. Carl Chang.
Yeah.
Two of them played doubles together.
Yeah.
I mean, Todd Martin, Goran Ivanisevic, Stefan Edberg.
Yeah.
Let's get them all lined up. Martina. And some of the shit they could be saying. Yiko, Maiko.
So yeah. To recap, the game is called...
Cassie's my D.
And so it's... you are approaching Sean, who's a bouncer, and you have... He says, can I... He says,
got ID. See some ID.
Kevin is cooking. I'm the DJ from the movie Ibiza. You give him these funny cards that have the guys...
Word bubbles.
Those tennis guys, yes, and the word bubbles are saying the shit that's so fucked, but everyone is loving it as well.
And it doesn't have to be like... I think some of the... stuff we said before got a little political.
Yeah.
This shit doesn't have to be that to be fucked up.
Yeah.
It could be like, my dad's an octopus.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to be boyfriends with a friggin' frog.
Okay. Okay.
Not that.
It wouldn't obviously be that.
Yes.
So
I am into that one. Yeah,
that
like
one's
that.
Good.
I do see some logistical issues with that one as
just
well.
The space.
As you are
the
freaking
seed of
for
the
it,
idea is
I'm
there.
Thinking like I'm already doing Who Said That. I have to be in everyone's house who's playing that game. Where is this taking place? Are we like doing this in someone's house? Everyone has to come to the club.
I think what we have to do is make like a cardboard club in Kevin's driveway, because quite frankly, we're going to be pretty busy,
right?
At Kevin's parade,
right?
So is that an expansion of Kevin's?
Is this an expansion
of Kevin's parade?
Wow!
Wow! Yeah.
And this is why Max is where he is, because he sees the whole field in a way.
Yes.
That this is falls under the umbrella of Kevin's Parade, which is now the main game, really.
Wow. And so now I really know what it feels like to have game run on me.
Max, do you want to talk a little bit about game theory and the prisoner's dilemma?
And I know we said, yes, you didn't have to talk at all when you came up here, but like now you're here, and so to just throw something to you that's like hard to do.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is awful.
It's like, who cares, you know? Right. Like, yes, we promised, or whatever.
Yeah. No, well, what I did, when I asked you a question, which is, do you want to do that?
I don't want to talk about game theory.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
no.
Okay,
okay, okay,
great.
Okay.
That's great. But
you got to keep some secrets, right?
I know the laws of power.
Oh, all 48?
Oh, 48 yeah, laws dominant of power? Hierarchies. We've been reading about this.
Yeah.
That shit trips me out.
Yeah.
How,
that reminds me, I gotta get my shoulders back.
Yes. How lobsters are like the boss of the ocean, basically. And they're the most normal animal. It's real. This is all real stuff. If you actually read a book,
they're the most normal. Yeah. They're actually
if you read
a
science
the
book.
Closest to humans.
Yeah. And, no, and now you don't have to read the actual science book. You just read a book by a guy who is not a scientist, but is maybe friends with like a couple. Works at the same place as some.
A sociopath. Yeah.
Right, which is like a, he's a degree, a sociopath's kind of doctor.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I give me the 29th law of power.
Oh, I didn't read them in order. I would
okay.
Reference
oh, yeah.
them
jumped
as needed. Around.
That's a
yeah.
better way to memorize it,
yeah,
really.
Jumped.
Then you totally absorb it if you yeah. skip around.
I do have a question.
For
which
me?
Is, I don't know who it's for. The question is, how long has it been? And maybe someone could sing a little song and actually do something for once in the show.
Well, it seems like we have people in the audience that want to sing it.
Who?
Oh, no, not everyone.
Did I not hear someone just start singing it?
I
can't. From this. You were doing it. Well, this seems like it. He wants to do it.
You can't kind of start singing a song.
How long wow. has it been?
Whoa, keep Whoa. Going. Keep going. Wow.
That fucking rocked.
Yeah.
It's been 1 hour.
Okay.
Which means we got 10 minutes left.
So normally we could get away with ending the show now.
And
no one is supposed to know exactly what our allotted time is in this episode. But through circumstances that nobody asked for,
it's like,
totally unforced.
Should I read this innocuous message from you? Or should I read this extremely damaging thing I sent to you? Well, yeah.
That was not a question answering situation. So, someone from the audience said damaging. In response to the question that we were asking Kevin.
In the past.
In the context of like 40 minutes ago.
If you've seen Deadpool 2, I sort of became Cable in that moment.
And so to answer, go ahead, do more Cable stuff.
Well, no, I just...
I want to hear more.
I adjusted my magical watch and managed to skip back, let's say, 40 minutes
yeah.
and ask Kevin a question.
Yeah.
But for you to answer now in real time.
Yeah, to make a choice between those two options, I guess you thought that was happening the present day. When clearly Sean adjusted his magical watch and it was happening 40 minutes ago. I'm just saying so I don't disappoint you, so you don't leave and say, like, well, I chose damaging.
They didn't do it.
And they just, like, blew right by it. No, I'm accounting for you. You yelled at me, so I'm... I'm gonna, you know... I'm helping.
And maybe he thought I was playing one of the games we described?
That's possible. Like that, oh, should that one, be a
each
game?
Each of those questions was a card.
It's my turn to do one, so that's an easy way for me to kind of get out of it.
We've already got a proven market for it.
Yes.
Like, we know at least one guy who wants to play that game.
Yes. Do you want to come up here? Is that a homemade merch?
No, that is from Surf, Salt Surf, yeah. Well, okay. I've disavowed Salt Surf. This is a company that made a shirt that said nice and cool, and I thought, oh, that's funny. We say that on the show. So then I wore it.
Just hang out.
On the podcast a few times and got my picture taken. And then I sent them a DM in a very pathetic display. It was like, hey, guys, I've been wearing your shirts on my show. A lot of people are ordering that. Like, look, people are liking it. And they were like, hey, thanks. And then I was like, fuck you. Never again. Because I kind of wanted more. Well, let's play a game.
Now, I realize what I have done, what we have done, is we have brought two very similar-looking white men onto the stage.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy, though.
They've got... He can't respond, so it's tough to throw stuff at him in this situation. I know this is your thing, like speaking up, but I don't know what to do about it now. They look exactly the same. I guess this is just like forces at work in my head that I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Does this work? Wow, we have a full...
It's just fun to see Kevin exploring the stage. It's that sense of discovery that I lost so long ago.
To see a live show through Kevin's eyes.
So what is this game that you wanted to do? It has to have cards.
Right, yeah, of course. It has to have cards. It has to has...
Always a proven, tried and true device.
Yes.
I've leaned on that crutch many times. Be careful, it's a little creaky.
And I gotta say, we used to sometimes get upset at fans for coming up and trying to do like a broken English thing or using like the sort of stale jokes that we had retired. But genuinely, the more I think about it, we never should be punishing anyone for that.
Yeah.
Because if our fan base was able to like move past the sort of very simple bad jokes we started with, they would be gone. No one would be here. We've been performing to an empty theater. So I'm like, oh, I'm kind of, I don't really do that anymore. It's like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do it, and you're like seeing, it's like, you know, like you can't truly hate a quality in someone else that you don't sort of see in yourself.
It's a horror of recognition.
Yes, that's right. It's like, oh, God, that's what I look like. Hearing your own voice.
Walking into a dark room and just be like being terrified by a shadow and then flicking the light on, it's a mirror.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. So I do not want to discourage this at all.
No.
Please.
But to continue with the crutch allegory, be careful. The wood has gotten a little rotten from sweat. The crutch smells bad from us sweating into the wood.
You just refreshed my memory on what the question was.
The question was, we need one more card game to pitch to Max.
But the question you responded to from the audience, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Is that what you mean?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you not know what you mean? Hey.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Yeah, hey, neither do I. Neither do I. I've been done with this show for half an hour.
Yeah. And if you're thinking like, well, they're like playing something out here, starting something complicated, how are they going to tie this up? There's like 2 minutes left in the show. The lights just go out. They turn off, it's dark, it's over. So don't worry about that, I'm saying.
Should we just wait it out? Like, what's the plan?
I was hoping the song would go longer.
Oh, sure.
Before. That's messing up my timing a little bit. He only did the first part. It's a really nice voice. Are you a singer? But here's the thing. Am I going to introduce like another bearded man into the show? No, I'm not. I've learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone who is not a bearded white man wants to sing the song, I welcome that.
Yeah.
Bearded white man.
And this is our curse. Maybe it's not our fault.
Nothing doing. Man, maybe that's just Chicago City. I tell you, they're a little funny in that town.
Okay.
I see some of these guys got this hair, but it's not exactly on the top of their head. It's on the front of it. Boy, that's just Chicago City.
Leave me out of this. Leave me out of this.
Mal Hayes.
No,
Mal Hayes, you pointed this out this morning to me about Chicago City.
I know we're going to talk about it now.
Okay,
I
mean, but just, admit it.
That's where we're just talking.
Anyway, we want to get one question from someone?
Yeah, that sounds good. No, got your song. I believe that you have one. Okay, I'm seeing more of those.
All right, there's a couple rockers.
Okay.
What's this freaking hard rocker?
Oh, God.
So rough, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it is a lot like that being John Malkovich. That first scene
with the puppets.
Yes. They're keeping their hands up, though. I gotta give it to them.
It's gotta be really good. The one question I see: a woman with her hand up. Hey, do you want to get?
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not coming to me.
I thought you were going to ask me a question for a second.
Okay.
I have one. Why did you think that?
Just lost in the moment. My question is, can we see more of Bosch?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, Bosch, Chef Bosch, I think it would be a really nice thing if you sang a song thanking everyone for coming. Maybe as a way, like, we can leave the stage, and, like, as we're leaving, you can, like, sort of sing us out, and you can thank Max.
And Max, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Are you kidding me with Matt? Like, this guy is running, like, a huge business. He comes all the way to our show.
Thank you for the ideas.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And what's your name?
It's Tim.
Tim?
Yeah.
And it might be good to say that you have, like, a huge business.
I have a huge business.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's who listens to our, like, show. But, not bad.
And yours is, like, raunchy, like, Christmas ornaments. Tree ornaments.
It's like sex Christmas ornaments.
Okay. That's good. So Max and Tim, we're thanking Tim as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're thanking the audience. We're thanking the city of Chicago. The city of Chicago is a character in this song. Okay. Anything else? And you're Bosch for it, obviously.
I guess you want to thank me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of goes without saying, there's no show without us. Okay. Got it? Okay. I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Hey guys, Chef Bosch here. This is in the tune of the song Kevin's Birthday.
Thank God.
From the game Kevin's Parade. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Chicago City. Thank you, Sean, and the fans.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.